Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast where you and I both throw in a load of laundry and gossip about the latest news. This is probably going to be an uncomfortable topic for you all to find out, but our chin muscles are stringy. Go ahead and furrow your chin and look at it. And you see those little dots? Furrow it. See the little dots? Well, they're connected to these stringy muscle-like things of two, they're like two sea anemones, I don't know, on your chin. Sorry, I had a pop-up on my computer. If you're on YouTube, I'll attach a photo because this really threw me through a mental downward spiral, like really bad. Like, go on my YouTube, guys. If you're just listening to the podcast, go on. It's worth it to see this photo because it'll literally freak you out and ruin your life. Speaking of muscles, I pulled a rib this week. My in-laws got a pool and I was going ham with some goggles on. I was playing pool racquetball. I love swimming pools. My rib was pulled so bad that I had to go get it checked out. The first thing my doctor said to me was, You're not going to be 24 forever. You really need to start working out. Like, okay, are you trying to say something, sir? Take me to dinner first. Like, okay. Okay, fine. That didn't even hurt my feelings. It's fine. I'm fine. I can't cry because it'll hurt my rib more. So that was a good time. My rib is now healed. He did some voodoo magic because he's not a regular doctor. He's a cool doctor, but he's not. He like does a specialty thing. I don't know. I'm not going to go into it. This is not about you, doctor. This week's list is for people who had, currently have, currently love, or have known someone with boobies. You guys know I love a good list. This is a list of things to call your boobies. We've got the classics. We've got breasts, jugs, cans, knockers, bongos. Okay, bongos is getting less classic. Like, okay. Blorps. I love that one. The twins. Chebs. Ew, I don't like that one. Chubby chest cheeks. Okay. Cha-cha bingos. Okay, who wrote this? Flabbergasters. Oh, my flabbergaster. Double lattes. I love that. My double lattes. That's funny. The Golden Globes. Okay, go off. Golden Globes. The Nunga Nungas. We've got the headlamps. Okay. The Hindenburgs. Okay. What is this? Okay. We're carrying on. Wait. One more. Pinch pots. I don't get it. It's time for some laundromat gossip. This week's special guest is someone I just know you all will find super interesting. Her name is Marissa Mize. If that name is starting to sound familiar, it may be because you read an article on Inside Edition, BuzzFeed, Newsweek, or some other mainstream press about her. You might still be thinking, no, that's not it. Maybe you're one of the 14 million viewers of a video posted by a fellow TikToker named Drew, who posted a viral video looking for Marissa, but we'll get to that later. With over 195,000 followers on her TikTok, I want to introduce you to Marissa Mize, who is here with me on the show. Marissa, welcome to Laundry Day.
Hello. Hi, nice to see you.
Yes, you're here. I can't believe I got this exclusive. BuzzFeed, what? Who?
Who, me? Me?
I got the exclusive with Marissa. Before we get into your insane story, let's take a trip down memory lane. I met Marissa when I was maybe 15. I went to her school's dance with my friend John Lindahl, who you guys all saw on the show a few weeks back. Can you believe we've known each other that long?
I think about it a lot, and I just think it's really funny because the memory will always pop up on my Facebook, and I'm like, oh, no. What did we do?
I had, like, a tearaway dress. Do you remember? Like, okay, iconic. But
It was iconic. I was obsessed with it. I was like, this girl knows what she's doing.
I designed this dress. There was, like, this little seamstress in my small town. Like, she was like, no big deal, but she's like, Drew, I want to design a dress with you. And I'm like, seamstress, designer, that's like the same thing, right? So we like designed this little dress. Homegirl like killed it. She killed it on the dress. It was a white dress with like this cupcake thing that I literally tore off for the rest of the dance that was like this shorter dress.
And she was the talk of the town, let me tell you. That was
for
the dress
many
to have
reasons.
At the dance.
Yeah. No, Marissa, though, Multiple is, like, reasons. The cool girl. You were, like, the cool girl of the friend group. I'm pretty sure you were the only girl who was friends with, like, John's group of friends. The other ones were, like, the dates. But you were just, like,
Yeah,
you were like one of their homies, like one of the homies. So I always thought you were
really
cool.
That was my like role in the group was the homie. I was just the homie of the group.
Dude, you were so cool. Like I was like, damn, yeah. I was not a homie with my tearaway dress.
Please.
Well, talk to me about what you were doing prior to your recent success, and then we'll get into it. So what were you doing up until the whole world now knows who you are?
Yeah, I just moved to New York from LA in November, so I was kind of just like getting my new footing in the new city that I moved into. And I literally was just trying, honestly, it was just kind of funny. I was just trying to meet people. Like, I would go out and like you walk everywhere in New York, and you know, it was just one of those things that even on the street, you would just like walk up to people and be like, hey, and that's kind of like the vibe in New York is like everyone just meets each other off of the street or like wherever. So that was kind of like my thing, was just like going to try to meet new people. And so this kind of helped out a little bit. So it's really nice. But yeah.
Okay. So Marissa is a bit of an internet sensation. A fellow TikToker, Drew, like I said earlier, posted a video trying to track down someone named Marissa, a complete stranger, just to let her know what he had overheard her like, quote, friends saying behind her back. So walk me through. He walks by your friends saying what?
He walked by these two girls, and he literally overheard them saying, well, if we do it that weekend, we don't have to invite her because she'll be out of town. And he was on his lunch break, actually, and he was like, oh, well, I just started my lunch break. Like, I have nothing to do. So he literally followed them for a few blocks, just trailing behind him because he was just like, I'm interested, and this is New York, and you just kind of, like, do that? I don't know. And, Yeah, literally. And, like, from what I heard, yeah, then after that, he was like, oh, he just trailed off and took a right into the park and then made that TikTok video.
That is actually crazy. I saw the video before they tracked down who the Marissa was. I didn't even put together that it was going to be you. And then when I saw it was you, I was like, huh? What's happening? A lot of things are happening right now. Right, so he says this. He, like, this is the quote. He said, I hate to be the one to stick my nose where it doesn't belong, but if your name is Marissa, please listen up. I just walked by your friends, and I need to tell you, the weekend you're away is not the only time they could do their birthday party. They're choosing to do it that weekend you're away, and you need to know. TikTok, help me find Marissa. I have no words. I can't believe he found you. I can't believe it blew up. Like, thank you, TikTok gods, for making this blow up, because you're doing some incredible things now. I don't want to jump ahead because I want people to keep listening and hear your full story. He had this insane idea to try and locate you, and it goes viral with almost 15 million views. People from all over the world were tagging every Marissa they could find. How did he find you? Like, how, so did he see your duet? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I got sent the video like so many times. People from literally my elementary school were sending it to me that I haven't talked to since elementary school. And I was like, okay, I was getting text messages and everything. And I was like, what is this video? And on the thumbnail, it says like, you know, Marissa in New York City. And I was like, oh my God, someone sent me. I like saw me on the street doing something stupid, and like he videoed me. I don't know. Like, I was so concerned uh-huh. about what it could be. And so I clicked on it, and I was like, let me just like listen. I was with my friend. I was like, let me just listen to this really quick. And I watched the video, and I was like, oh my, okay. And I just came back from being out of town that weekend. I was on a road trip with some friends. And so it was just like things started like lining up, and I was like, there's no way. I don't know. So I was like, let me just like make this duet, and we'll like see where it goes, and like I'll ask him more information on where he was and where in the city, because the city's big, you know, so
yeah,
he could have been anywhere. So I was like, okay, if it's in my area, that kind of makes more sense, like, you know. And then I made the duet, he saw the duet, he DM'd me and was like, hey, where do you live, like where would your friends go? And I said the area, and he was like, yeah, that was the area. And I was like, no. I was like, ah. And I didn't even know like at all what, I don't know what it was gonna come to.
Well, when you found out that it really was this group of people that you know, what was your reaction? Because mine was immediately everything went red, and I just wanted to destroy. Like, the second I knew that anybody said that, I was like, destroy. Like, I seriously was so upset. What was your, like, what were your emotions like?
It was interesting. At first, I was kind of just like, a lot of random thoughts were going in my head, like, oh, this is like going weirdly viral right now, like when I posted the video and stuff. But when I first heard the actual video, it was actually funny because I instantly knew who it was. Like, in my head, I didn't even second guess on the person that it was because they've done this to me before. So it was kind of like one of those things that I was like, okay, like, I already know who it is. And it was one of those, like, almost solidifying moments that I was like, oh, so this isn't just me thinking people, like, are talking behind my back. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of just like one of those, yeah.
So have you confronted them? I mean, you don't have to say, but, like, did you ever say anything to them or did they say
Nothing.
Something to you?
They've never said anything to me, and I never said anything to them, and I think it's just for the better because, one, it's a waste of my time. Like, it's a negative space that it's taking up in my head if I was to go, like, say, you know, like, say something or confront them or whatever, but also I just think it's for the best. I don't know. They're soaking in it, I guess, and they've seen the videos.
Of course they have. The whole world has seen it. You have mainstream press. Like, this is no small thing. Like, everyone in the world was looking for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So at one point you posted an update that someone told you that the reason that they didn't want you there was because you're sort of the life of the party or the center of attention, and basically they can't keep up. I just have to say, they must feel pretty dumb at this moment, seeing now that you aren't just the center of attention in your friend group, but the world. Like, that is a huge backfire. That's God literally sending a message down to them, like, hey, you didn't like that? Well, now she's the center of the world, baby. Like, seriously, that's crazy. I mean, it's pretty incredible, though, that their names are left out, right? Like, no one knows who these are, and good for you. Like,
and that was what I made sure kind of to do, was that just, like, I didn't, you know, the internet's crazy. Like, people can send death threats and, like, yada, yada. Yes. And I just, like, just because they did that to me, like, I just don't want to associate, like, I don't know. I just don't want it to make a big deal in the sense of, like, ruining their lives because of something like that.
Correct. They don't deserve the attention, good or bad. Like, they don't deserve any attention for this. Like, this is about you. I know you can't say anything bad about them, but I can. So if y'all are listening, you're really bad friends. You ran your mouth. And I hope that this taught you a very valuable lesson. I hope it also assured you that you cannot dull another girl's sparkle, her light, just to validate your own light. The second you decided you wanted Marissa to A, either be a different person so she'd make you look better, or B, to just not have her around, is the second you made a huge mistake. You're not a true friend, and I said it. She's not going to say it because she's a good person, and I am lowering my standard of being a good person just to say it.
I love it.
So we're going to get to where you are now, but first, I want to play a game. I like to play games with my guests. We're going to play a game of Would You Rather. I did not prep her on this. She has no idea.
No.
Okay, I picked, like, really simple questions, I think. I didn't want to, like, I don't know what your brand is yet. Okay, we're learning. Okay. We're learning Marissa's brand. Okay, first question. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
Probably a giraffe. Because they, like, fight with their necks. Have you seen giraffe fights?
So your form of transportation has to be a fighting machine as well.
I mean, listen, if I live in New York and there's some crazy drivers out there, they just kind of, like, smack them, you know, and, like, they can step over the cars.
That's
I don't know, right?
You wouldn't even have to take an elevator to, like, the next floor either. They just lift you there. Okay, fine. I see it.
Okay,
I see
so
the
there
vision.
You go. There we go.
Next one. Would you rather have to read aloud every word you read or sing everything you say out loud?
Okay, it's kind of funny. So, one, I'm an awful singer, so, like, whatever. But the singer, I'm not Drew. but I literally... Will I always catch myself singing things that I do, like, or I'll be in a situation, and if it's, like, an awkward comment or something, I have to be like, no, don't do that, and it's like I always do that, and so I think I'd rather sing even if I'm not good at it. I mean, I wish I was good at it, but I would rather sing everything
I mean, singing everything you say is also a safer bet than, like, having to read every word you ever, or having to read aloud every word you read. Like, I don't want to read all the things I read. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I need to clean up my reading act. Okay, next one. Would you rather have all dogs try to attack you when they see you, or all birds try to attack you when they see you? I mean, these are the questions you have to ask yourself daily. Dogs attacking you or birds attacking you?
I would rather do birds. Because dogs can, like, really mess you up. But, like, birds, like, I mean, they will too. But, like, traumatic-wise. But
Which,
like,
do you see more,
birds
though?
Are just, like, I definitely see... I feel like I see dogs more in New York.
I don't want to stress
like New
you
York
out.
Specifically, I feel like New York specifically, dogs, I see dogs more. But, like, anywhere else, like, if I lived on a beach or something, like, oh, my God, I would rather die than have a bunch of seagulls, like, attack me all the time. So, like, birds would also, like, freak me out.
I mean.
But dogs are scary.
I think I'm going to go with birds, too. But I don't have any, yeah. Like, you really thought that through. I didn't think it through. It just felt like the answer. But I have no, like, nothing behind it. Okay, next yeah. one. Would you, okay. like, I'm sorry that I'm doing this. I don't even know. Would you rather have constantly dry eyes or a constantly runny nose?
I already have constant dry eyes.
Me too.
I have no tear ducts. So,
okay.
Fun fact.
Never mind. Not me too. How? How do you know that?
I just, my eye doctor, like, growing up, I just, like, didn't, my mom was born without tear ducts.
So do you cry?
Yeah, so I can cry real tears, but, like, you know when you, like, sleep or, like, your eyes, like, yeah. like you're, like, blinking or whatever, your eyes clean themselves every time you blink or whatever? Yeah. Mine don't do that. It just feels like sandpaper.
Okay.
It's awful. So I literally live off of eye drops. Like, it's so bad. But, like, towards the end of the day, like, my eyes just start, like, because, like, they get kind of, like, dry and red. So I'm, like, either I have to be, like, or my eyes just kind of, like, half sit, you know?
Okay, mine yeah, is, like, way less severe. So I just wet. Noticed when I film that my eyes are, like, a little red all the time, and I want them to be whiter. But yours is, like, a serious condition. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, okay. It's fine. It literally just, like, I've dealt with it, and now I just, like, have to. And I wear contacts, too, so it even makes it worse. Yeah, so I just have to, like, all the time. Yeah, it's so bad.
I couldn't even put contacts in, even if I had to. I don't wear contacts, but I, like, cannot touch my eyeball. That, like, I don't even know how, yeah. how you do that. God bless you.
I've worn it since I was, like, six, seven. So I'm, like, used to it, obviously, now. But, like, yeah, now I'm just, like, you know, I can't look at myself in the mirror, though. So I have to do it just normally.
Right, because you can't see before you put the contact in.
Well, that too. Oh. But I also just don't look. I don't like looking at my eye, like, touching my eye.
You
I don't
refuse
like looking
to look at
it.
Yourself. Got it. Okay, next.
Yeah,
would
that
you
too.
Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
Suitcase with $5 million inside.
Yeah, I mean, that one feels really simple. Done. Like, there's time later Done. To find your true love. But will
Bye.
You find $5 million?
We don't need nobody. I can be single with my nice little $5 million May vacays. Like, bye.
Exactly. Okay, next one. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? I hate this one. I don't even know why I put this because I hate that. When or how? Neither. For me, it's neither.
I would maybe how I'm going to die. Because if I knew when exactly, I would literally just be like up until that moment.
But if you knew how, don't you think you'd anticipate it every day? Like, what if you find out you are going to die from a piano falling out of a building? So every time you walk, you're like, look.
Okay, maybe how. No, maybe when, because then you can, like, live your best life until that moment.
That's true. Unless that moment's, like, yeah. tomorrow. Then
yeah, that would be very unfortunate.
I hate this game. We're done with this game. So for those of you tuning in, Marissa's story isn't just a valuable lesson featured on BuzzFeed. She is making money moves. She is making big power boss moves. Talk to me about No More Lonely Friends, starting with your first meetup. If you're just now putting together this story, someone found Marissa through TikTok because they overheard some of her former friends talking about her, and she is now turning this into something super, super incredible. So talk to me about No More Lonely Friends.
Yeah, so when I first went viral and stuff, I was getting, thousands of messages being like, hey, I could be your friend, or like, hey, I saw your video about your crappy friends, like I could be your friend, like, let's hang out or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people were either from out of the country, out of the state, out of whatever, or a lot of people were in New York City. And I felt really overwhelmed because I was like, I just can't, like, meet up with a bunch of people, like, randomly, like, you know, I couldn't do that, and I have a job, obviously, too, so I was like, okay, and so, I was like, you know, why don't we just, like, all these people are looking for friends, and, like, messaging me, or whatever, like, why don't I just bring everyone in a mutual, like, meeting space, like, whatever, and I was like, something very casual, very, like, friendly, in a sense of, like, you wouldn't feel pressured, or whatever, you know, so I was like, picnics are always just so casual, and yes. stuff, so I was like, let's do a picnic. I don't know. So I just said a picnic and everyone was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And, you know, we have one of the largest freaking parks, Central Park. And I was like, we could just, like, meet there and stuff. And people will feel comfortable because it's a very large park with a lot of, you know, people around and stuff. So if something did happen, like, that, you know, could help.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, cool. So, like, let's meet up. And I literally posted a video the next day saying, like, hey, like, if you want to meet at this time, this place, this day, like, come on through, like, no age requirement, like, whatever, whoever you are, like, come through. And we had, like, around, like, 160, 70 people show up, and ages 12 to 65.
Oh, this is so iconic, especially after the year everybody had, like, this past year. Like, really, the stars aligned, and, like, you were the chosen person to do something so special like this, and you're the perfect person to do it. Like, you just have such a good energy about you. Clearly, I mean, people were literally reaching out to you to be friends with you. And now you're not only just giving them your friendship, but you're giving them the opportunity to have a bunch of friendships. That is so cool. It's such a good ending to such a good story. So, okay, so you did a meetup in New York. And then did you just do another one?
I did D.C. last weekend and then Boston this weekend. And then next is going to be Philly and then New York one more time. Then I go to the West Coast.
Okay, so, how are you funding this? Is there, like, a way we can help you fund this?
All self-funded by myself. I really enjoy doing this. I ask for donations, like, through my Venmo. My Venmo is just Marissa Mize, but I'll just be like, oh, like, if you want to donate or if you don't want to bring anything and you'd rather donate or if you just want to donate in general, like, just Venmo me for the picnic, and I use every single dollar for either snacks, drinks, or whatever for the picnic. I never keep any of it, so I'll just use everything for the picnics.
That you have, like, the greatest heart. I mean, this is so awesome. Like, what you're doing is so awesome. I'm, like, so proud of you. It's been really cool to watch. It's been cool to watch from the first TikTok that you did with Drew, where you guys met up and it was like, oh, a new friend to replace this awful friendship that you have just gotten out of. And then it goes even bigger from there, where you are just, you're just making these huge moves. It's so cool. If you guys aren't following along, go follow No More Lonely Friends on Instagram to see when the meetups are near you. Because I have a feeling this is going to become a really big thing, and you're going to be a busy lady. Whatever other job you have, quit it.
Yeah. So, okay. So I've been, like, trying to figure it out, because I am trying to do, I'm dropping merch, and that all the profits from that are basically going to go to the picnic. So I'm trying to go to, overseas during the fall so that, I can just do the picnics over there as well. So that's going to be fun.
Because you really do have the worldwide reach, which is so cool and so crazy. I have to say, I'm so proud of you for using this as something that makes other people feel, like, so included and wanted. You're giving the world exactly what you needed in that moment. And that says everything about you. Don't make me cry. I could cry, because seriously, it says everything about your character. The world needs to hear about this. Like, everybody needs to hear about this. You. Tell me more. What are some more upcoming plans for you? You said you're doing merch. Where do you go next? What's coming up?
So after this next weekend, we're doing I'm doing doubles on weekends. So I'll do one city Saturday, one city Sunday, when I was just doing Saturdays before. And so now I'm doing doubles. So we're doing Philly and New York City, which were two of my, one of my, like, my most requested. And then we go to the West Coast, and we're going to do, like, a whole West Coast thing and try to, like, meet somewhere in the middle or whatever. But yeah, I'm going to do merch that drops probably at the end of July and try to use basically all of that. Honestly, like, I don't know. I'm trying to take it so day by day, because I'm not trying to, like, jump ahead of myself. But I really love, like, motivational speaking, like, public speaking. And I almost, like, want to do something that has to do with No More Lonely Friends, or, like, a school tour. I don't know. Like, I just feel so sad that, like, people, especially, like, these kids that had to spend, like, adults, like, they still, like, did things or whatever. But, like, the kids that were inside their parents' house and stuff, and they didn't get to see kids for, like, years, and they missed those crucial times in school making friends or whatever, you know, and it's so hard. So I just want to figure out something that's, mutually beneficial for everybody. And I just, like, have no idea. Like, I'm trying so hard to, like, figure out where I'm going with this. And, like, I'm just trying so hard to figure it out.
Ah, well, if anybody is listening, if you have a great idea that could help her make this even bigger and even crazier, like, reach out. This girl deserves all of the success, seriously. And I have a couple ideas off the air, I think, that I can pass your way. I really want this to be successful for you. I think it's the best idea that I've heard all year. It's the best idea, and you are the best person to be doing it. Let's do a little social media plug for our listeners. Where can they find you?
So my TikTok and my Instagram is just Marissa Mize, and then I also have No More Lonely Friends on Instagram, which is where I post all the details for every meetup, the details, the cities, the upcoming cities, and just like all the plans, I guess, that I have, and just kind of like part of it's, you know, Marissa's friend club. So just be part of the club, and just we post a bunch of stuff. So yeah.
Yes, I'm part of the club. I'm a friend. I'm one of the friends. Y'all should all join too. Go follow her personal page. You obviously make funny TikToks as well. I was following you before. But you make funny TikToks and lighthearted things, and she just has really cool pages. So go check it out. Your Instagram's also fuego. Guys, go check out her personal Instagram as well. She takes fire pics. She's a model, whatever. So go check her out.
Whatever.
Thank you so much for chatting with me and coming on the show. I am so excited to keep following your journey, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you,
Drew. Look at you, too. Sorry, but I glow mean, up on both sides. Look at us. Who would have thought? Not me.
Let's go. Who knew? All those weird people at that school dance did not expect this.
Look at us thriving from tear-off dress to laundry day. Look at us.
Look at us go. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm so glad I got to chat with you.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you on your social media.
Bye.
Wasn't she just truly special? I love her. Adorable, adorable, adorable. It's time for our random fact of the day. Dolphins sleep with one half of the brain at a time and with one eye closed. Tell me how. How does that? I hate when I read these facts and I'm like, how though? And there's no information like that. It's just a fact. Dolphins sleep with one half of the brain at a time and with one eye closed. Let's get into some dirty laundry. This week's dirty laundry is on the sandwich chain Subway. To start off, you remember Jared from Subway, right? He was the spokesperson for the chain after seeing significant weight loss attributed to eating their sandwiches. Light trigger warning, but stick around. It's worth it. Well, apparently around the end of 2010, Jared Fogel came under the investigation of federal law enforcement agencies after an incident where he made, quote, lewd comments about schoolgirls to journalist Rochelle Herman Walrond. Rochelle made sure to save these recordings as proof that Jared was involved in some shady behavior. It doesn't stop there, people. As the investigation started going deeper, Russell Taylor, the director of Fogel's weight loss organization, was found in possession of child pornography and was also involved in exchanging of said contents. There was then evidence that Russell Taylor had exchanged illegal pornographic content with Fogel. Additional information was also uncovered, which implied that Fogel had his own collection of said content. So homeboy was doing this with others and on his own time. Like, hello. So he's in jail, right? He must be. In the end, Jared Fogel pled guilty on two charges. Surprise, surprise. Distribution of receipt of child pornography and traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. He was sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in prison for his crimes. That answers our question. Additionally, he was given a huge fine, too. He had to pay a fine of $175,000, had to forfeit another $50,000 in assets, as well as $1.4 million in restitution to his victims. Even after his prison sentence, he will be under state supervision for the rest of his life. Clearly, this isn't Subway's fault, but this next bit of info is. Did you know Subway sells yoga mats? No? Well, that's because they don't. They just sold bread made of yoga mats. The ingredient, azodicarbonamide. I don't know if I said that right, is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in food as a bleaching agent and dough conditioner. The Environmental Working Group published a list of nearly 500 food products containing the chemical, including Little Debbie's honey buns, Pillsbury toaster strudel, and many items served at McDonald's, Burger King, and Starbucks. They removed it, so no worries. You just have to worry now about all the other chemicals in our food in the air. Yum. Now that the bread is healthy, I figure I may break it to you that Ireland won't even legally sell it because it is so full of sugar, it's illegal to call it bread. Don't worry, it'll only cause cancer and diabetes. It's still bread. Let's skip on to some current Subway events. We all love Subway tuna. Tuna is one of the cheapest fish, so surely this won't end up like the bread situation. Anyone can afford tuna, right? wrong. Lab tests just came back and there's no traces of tuna in the tuna. They quoted, "We cannot identify the species." Any guess on what's actually in it? Leave a comment below. That was a whirlwind. A whirlwind? Where does the D go in that word? Whirlwind? What? Whirl? What is that word? Oh my gosh, it's starting to not sound like English. Whirlwind. Whirlwind. Whirlwind? What is the word? Oh my gosh, this is so weird. I hate when this happens where you say a word too many times and it starts to just not be word anymore. Oh, please forget. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk. Please forget to leave a review. Please don't forget to leave a review on this podcast and also let me know which segments are your favorite. To be notified when a new episode drops, hit that follow or subscribe button. I want to read to you guys a very cute review. You guys know I love to read your reviews here on the podcast, so go drop your review to be read in the next podcast. This one is by Charity Music. It says, "Keep them coming, Drew. We love your personality. It's bright." I love that. This one's cute too. Deli0115 said, "Love your podcast. You are a baddie and your voice is incredible. Keep doing what you are doing. P.S. You will succeed in this podcast journey of yours. You got this." Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I do get a little insecure sometimes that, you know, maybe my podcast isn't getting out there as much as I wish it was. So please also share this with someone that you think might enjoy the content. Who doesn't love a good list and a little Subway slander? Am I right? Can I get a hey, yeah? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the show. I hope you enjoyed our special guest and all of our segments. Don't forget to comment on YouTube some segments that you would like for me to add, some segments you are sick of, and whatever else, whatever you want to do. Do what you want to do. It's 2021. Like, basically just like do whatever. I don't know. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place inch by inch, day by day. Wow, I added that last part. I don't know. It's not my normal. I love you guys so much. Bye.